Next individual, please.
Item 1071, request of Ida Pingala to address council regarding creative ideas and potential solutions for citizens of Portland and all counties.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Well, good morning, people. I hope you're all doing well. The first thing that I would like to address is the condition of the shelters, the so-called shelters meant to keep people safe and out of the elements. First of all, they're in deplorable condition, and on a daily basis, people's human rights are getting violated. And also people are literally put out to die without a blanket at night. They may be disabled. And everybody that I've ever met, seen, or know of that has been in any shelter at all that's already disabled, their condition degrades. And frequently they end up in the hospital. Enough said about that. The thing is they're inhumane, the shelters, and they don't work. They keep people in this place of being non-functional as they might already be, or it exacerbates conditions that are already there, whether it be mental, physical, or not. We're not able to get out. We are only allowed 2 bus tickets a month to go out and find housing or to get medical help or to get our medications or any such thing. 2 bus tickets a month does not find a person a job, nor does it help find a person a place to live. Okay, that being said, housing. There needs to be some very immediate and very serious things done about the housing situation in Portland and in Oregon. There are people that are being even more marginalized and even more stigmatized because they are not housed. And it makes it even more difficult for these people to get jobs, to hold jobs. It's almost impossible to hold a job while a person's staying in a shelter or camping or living on the street. The thing is that I think that it is not beyond all of our intellect and our powers and the money that is available to get very creative about this, okay? All of us want condominiums or neat condominiums. I don't really care if it's a lean-to or a teepee or the small houses or anything, but there's space out there and there's plenty of apartments and houses and basements that could be rented out. And it's not like all homeless people have no income. Most of us out there do have an income or can or have degrees in this or have abilities to do this or that or the other. The thing is that it's about money, and I understand that. I understand that the landlords and the poverty pimps want to make more money off people, and it's just not, it's a great idea. It's capitalism. We live in America. I understand that. It's acceptable. But the thing is that when people are dying outside because they have no place to live, we need to change things. And, yeah, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to work for free to build places for people. And let's start using some creativity and some imagination to get people some housing.
Good message. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Sue, I apologize.